birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that.
Welcome to Apartment 504. This is episode 5, and Emily and I are here together.
We're here in Ashley's new home, and it's wonderful. In a closet.
In a closet for the most insulated space and best sound. Again, working on the audio, but I think this will be the best one so far. Anyway, so we'll just go ahead and jump right into it. I have the intro question this week. My intro question for you, Emily, is, and this got me thinking because of maybe Chrissy Teigen's personal assistant or maybe somebody else, but my question for you is, like, I want to know your range of, like, who you'd be willing to be a celebrity assistant, a personal assistant for. Most Z-list, oh, this is what got it. I was listening to Lady Gang and they were talking about Kelty Knight's personal assistant, and in my head was just like, would I, you know? So yeah. What is your range of to like most A-list?
Kelty is not enough on the list for me because I need perks, you know, like I need to get all the free swag that they don't want.
I mean,
I want the access that they get. Like, Kelty doesn't get anything.
She goes to, like, awards shows and stuff, so you get to, like, be there.
Maybe. I guess. But, like, when you're Chrissy Teigen status, right?
Yeah.
Like, she must be getting sent tons of stuff.
Yes.
So I think my bottom is probably, like, 1 million Insta followers. Like, a Becca Tilly. Because Becca Tilly gets so much free swag. It's bananas.
Like,
she's very honest with her followers, so she'll always post about, like, the free stuff she gets and, like, thank the sponsors.
Yeah.
She gets a crazy amount of free swag for being, like, a girl who's been on The Bachelor.
Is Tori Deal what?
She's not
1 million.
No.
Oh, okay,
no.
Okay.
Very few of the MTV stars are at that level. Okay. They're, like, in the K's.
I was gonna say, because that's, like, what a Bachelor is.
No. Yeah, so Becca Tilly, I think, is, like, my bottom, and okay. Then, like, obviously I'd be a celebrity assistant to anyone above that,
really?
As long as they don't have a rep for being crazy. So I wouldn't want to be, like, Mariah Carey's personal assistant.
Right.
That would not be okay. Or, like, J-Lo.
But there's also a level, for example, because I think about this, and I was like, Kim Kardashian might be too much for me, though.
Right. I could do, like, Kourtney, I feel like. Kendall. Kylie.
Oh, Kendall would be great.
Yeah.
Kylie maybe a little too
She might
much.
Be weird, but I feel like she'd be simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, find this really extravagant thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I just have to find it, you
okay.
know?
Yeah.
I feel like I could do that.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Okay.
What's your answer?
My bottom would be, let's be real, I feel like I had a personal assistant for anybody.
So you
personal
assistant
for Kelty? Well, honestly, just for the, like, look into that world to have, like, a closer view. And then also it's like, you never know, like, stars might grow. Like, I feel like
true.
That's the strategy. Like, you need to, like, that's invest true. in a, you need to be there since day one, you know?
But, I mean, that's true, because that's how you end up being, like, a step chef, and you're, like, the president
yes.
of an empire. That's
yes.
so true. But that takes a lot of faith.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I'd be willing to invest. The other thing is I think being a personal assistant to, like, anybody on the, like, even on the Z-list gives you an inflated sense of sort of, like, the world, like, a really distorted view of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want to be obnoxious being, like, you think you're, like, hot stuff
yeah.
when really you're not.
Yeah.
No one actually cares who your person is. But in their right. little bubble, like, people care.
Okay.
Like, if I'm going to feel like that, I want it to be legit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to feel like I'm really
okay.
cool and
okay.
be really cool.
If that's the case, I'm going to say, okay, what about, like, would you be, like, Sarah Hyland's personal assistant?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Girls making bank on
okay.
Modern Family.
Okay, 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 okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get to meet Wells, so. Yeah, love that.
See, you never would have seen that coming, though.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, like a cable TV star.
With a regular.
Totes.
Yeah, Sophia Bush.
Hundo P.
Oh, Hundo P. Okay.
Hundo P.
Okay, okay, I'm going to say that's my bottom. And
okay.
then my top, I will say, I would love to, maybe like a Nicole Kidman or like a Meryl
oh.
Streep. Like, just
okay,
like really,
well.
Like a, no, but I mean, like, but I mean, in terms of like a veteran female actress that like.
Probably just has you send a bunch of thank you cards.
Yeah, exactly.
And flower bouquets.
Exactly.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Without the craziness of like social, like I don't need to be like on their social media all day. And, like,
yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. That's true. That's a better. I like your feeling better. That's smart.
Okay, so our first topic today is not that big of a deal yet, but I do want to get your take on The Bachelor, since last week they released the cast of Ari's upcoming season of The Bachelor.
Yes. I don't really have a lot of opinions because I'm one of the people who's like, who's Ari? This is lame. I don't care. I'll probably still end up watching, but I don't feel as invested. And this is probably why they stopped, or this is why they did cast people like Nick, because it does feed into, like, their own machine. But I'll probably watch, but I kind of glanced at the bios. They were, like, really standard girls named, like, Sarah and Lauren and Taylor. I don't really have any thoughts. Do you? Did you watch this season?
So, yeah, you didn't watch Emily's season, then.
I watched it, like, maybe 3 episodes. So I didn't follow. Okay.
Yeah. I think I watched like half of Emily's season. I was pretty drawn to Emily, but Ari was not my favorite. Like, I...
Like, why of all guys do you think they chose him to come back?
Well, Ari was really popular.
Oh, was he? At the time. Was he like bottom two? Or
yeah, the I think up, he was runner up
to Jeff, the little boy.
Yeah. Man, which I actually like Jeff, and I don't know why. But
he looked like a little boy. I was very put off.
He was
by
cute,
that.
Though.
His yeah, face in a cute. Little boy way. Yeah. He looked so much younger than her.
Yeah. I guess in hindsight, it's like, that was never going to last. So I haven't looked at the girls at all. I assume they're really basic. But I think the reason they brought Ari back is to bring the old yeah. fans back. Yeah. Is that a real thing, though? Like, is there actually this older or like.
Yeah. I think people have been watching lost? For a long time. And I think one of the theories I read was just to sort of get away from like these people who are just trying to be Insta famous. Mm. Like, Ari didn't have like a billion Instagram followers. He doesn't right. have like a huge social media presence. Ooh. I think they were actively trying to be like, we're a mature franchise. Like, Bachelor in Paradise was a hot mess, but like, we're still sort of legit.
Okay, interesting. Do you think Bachelor in Paradise fed into, or is that decided already? Did it feed into the Ari decision, or that was already decided?
No, I think it did, because I think there was a lot of people who wanted Dean to be.
Yeah.
But then
it would have fed into that whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but then they were like, oh, but his Bachelor in Paradise thing kind of shot his chances there. But a lot of people wanted Peter.
Right.
But I feel like they could still be grooming him, and maybe he could come back.
I wonder if Ari was a part-time model, because it does seem like they're purposely went away from, like, people yeah. that are, like, trying to be Insta-famous and were part-time models.
Ari's old.
Ari's really old, and unfortunately, in the poster, when the posters came out, you can really tell.
The posters looked so bad. Yeah. It was, like, done by an intern who, like, barely knows how to use Photoshop, I feel like.
So, I'm really curious, but who knows, like, sometimes, like, the quote-unquote boring guy can't have, like, the most interesting season, so, like... Yeah.
It'll be a departure. I mean, I'll probably still watch.
Right now it's winter break anyway, right?
Yeah, which is extra sad. And I'm at home with no cable. And I don't have access to your Xfinity account anymore. It's just a TV wasteland right now.
It's all over.
It's all over.
Okay, Ari, we'll be back for you once the season starts. What's the update on the challenge? Is it season ending yet?
Oh, it's such an embarrassment. Champs First Stars. So it's like all these Z-list stars like Sean Johnson, Lil Romeo, Riff Raff. Versus all these, like, challenge veterans, and they are getting their butts whooped. Oh. They have not won a single challenge. They have two an episode. They have not won a single one, and not only do they lose by miles. It's, like, demoralizing, and now it's just depressing to watch.
What are these challenges that someone like Sean Johnson can't compete?
They're physical challenges, and Sean Johnson got voted off last week. She's too short. She's honestly, like, too small. Like, a lot of them are very physical, and she, like, the last challenge was, like, basically you have to, like, wrestle each other. Tori went against her. And you have to, like, get your, basically, a giant hula hoop over the other person's head. It's, like, Sean Johnson's, like, 4'10". That's really hard for her to do.
Okay, so Tori's already on her second season.
Yeah, so Tori was a last-minute sub because the team had so many, like, unexpected emergencies. And they lost, like, 3 girls due to, like, injury, family death, and this girl who got in a drunken altercation with the producers and punched one of them. So those
Was it
girls,
aired?
They, like, aired parts of it because they're trying to, like... not, I think, sensationalize it too much.
Oh, okay.
This girl who did that, though, was the winner of the last season of the challenge. So she won $1 million, which was so undeserved because she's a terrible human being. But anyways.
Hence the fight. The altercation.
Yeah, yeah. She just can't handle alcohol and always gets really violent when she does. And then she got kicked off.
Okay, so then I'm really confused about this contest because is it awarded to the best athlete or to...
It's awarded to... So they're pretty much physical challenges all the way. She's a terrible human being, but she's a really good athlete.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, the MTV is grooming, like, athletes out of their, like, reality show.
I mean, these people are not, like, professional athletes, but they are whooping these professional athletes, like, butts. Like, Josh from The Bachelor, he's one of the champs.
Yeah.
He was, like, a former whatever, like, softball player.
Yeah.
Terrell Owens was on it. Like, they're getting their butts handed to them.
Is it because there's familiarity with the games because they've been on the show before?
I think there's an element to that, but I also just think somehow they're just not as good. Yeah. Also, they're not all athletes. Like, Riff Raff's not an athlete. He's, like, high all the time. And then there's two people from Wild N Out who are obviously also not athletes. They're rappers. Rappers, in quotes.
Wait, and Romeo's a champ. I mean, a star.
Yeah, he's, you know... They keep on talking about this, like, national championship he won in basketball, and I'm like, bro, I went to school with you. You were benched, like, the whole time.
Yeah, he just happened to be on the team.
Yeah, he was on the USC team. Everyone knew it was because he had money, and he never played.
Like, but then they did win something that year.
I think they did win something. I think they won Pac-12, but I don't think he really actually contributed to that. So, yeah.
Thanks for that update.
Yeah, always.
So moving on from TV, we're going to transition into, there's a couple of relationships that you and I want to check in on.
Mm.
The first I will say is Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
This has come up recently because they're finally making some public appearances together. Mm-hmm. And I had completely forgotten about this relationship.
Really?
That it was happening. And
that's so they wanted you to. They were so low-key about everything.
So low-key, which is more of the point to, like, which we talked about in terms of, like, privacy and how much they can actually attain that, because clearly they really could. Like, no one's ever seen, or no one's...
Well, but did you hear the rumor about because of the Scientology thing?
No.
Oh, yeah. So the rumor is the reason why they're starting to get seen, like, together now more is because there was, like, a stipulation in Katie's, like, weird Scientology contract, right? Because we all know something weird went on there with her and Tom Cruise, that she couldn't be seen with another man for, like, 10 years. Or something like that. And then, like, I think it added fuel to the fire when they finally did start getting viewed, because it was, like, right after that. I don't know if it was 10, but that, like, X-year mark was right around when they started getting, like, snapped more often
in the public. No way.
Because they've been, like, actually together for...
It's 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, rumored to be a couple for quite some time now. But they've kept it super on the DL.
And Jamie is down with that?
That's really lovely.
Okay, well, my question is, they're just so different. Like, what do you, like, is it weird to you? Like, I just think they're actually such a strange pairing. I would never have put them together.
I feel like there are stranger ones in celebrity land. I guess they're pretty different, but it doesn't strike me as, like, particularly odd.
What's your general
I feel like view? He seems like he's a charming dude.
Yeah.
She seems like she's a sweet girl.
Yeah.
They were probably friends before. I think the rumor was that they were friends through Tom. Awkward.
Oh.
And it just, you know, grew into something more. And I kind of love it.
He seems like such a ham, and, like, he definitely parties all the time.
Like a smooth talker.
Yeah. But also that he, like, parties all the time, like, because he's been doing interviews recently for, I forget what movie, but people are just like, yeah, Jamie's, like, always on. Like, he's always like, hey, I'm with these guys. Like, let's go party. Like, let's go.
Maybe it works because she's more low-key and she balances him out.
And, like, what is the Surrey-Jamie relationship? Like,
I honestly have so many questions about Surrey's existence, but...
Is she still super cute to you?
You know, she's like a real human now. Like, I thought she was such a cute baby, but now she's just like a little, you know, she's like, what, 7 now?
Yeah, she's like...
Yeah, she's like a real human now. I think she's cute, yeah, but, you know, like, live your life, Surrey. You do you.
I cannot wait to see how she turns out. Like, I could see her being a model.
Yeah. We could also talk about Tom Cruise all day, because I have so many questions about his other kids, too. Nicole Kidman's relationship with Isabel and Connor. Sure. It's just a whole weird thing.
We'll save that for a slow week when we can just do, like,
like, random things we can talk about forever. But anyways, yeah.
All power to them. I love that they've been together for 4 or 5 years and, like, were able to be so low-key about it, and it so clearly was not, like, a press thing at all.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You can be private if you want to. This is why I'm saying.
Segue. Taylor and Joe Alwyn have... Taylor Swift. Do I need to...
Do we need to put a last name? What other Taylor would we be talking about?
They were also seen together recently because Taylor is on the Jingle Ball tour trek. Yes. And Joe was seen in New York. Also, a report came out that Joe will be spending the holidays with Taylor, which I'm like, are you guys a royal family? Like, why do we need an announcement like that?
Because people care so much about their lives. But my thing about them was... So... I actually thought about this as a podcast topic, and then in thinking about it as a podcast topic, it made me examine myself, so I will share with you.
Oh my god, can't wait.
At first, my topic was going to be good for Joe, because I was like, okay, yeah, I feel like a lot of people could take, like, oh, he's just, like, a fame whore angle to it, but I actually feel like for a lot of dudes, they, like, would really resist being defined as Taylor Swift's boyfriend, which is, let's be real, what he is now, right? Like, sure, he's, like, quote-unquote actor-model, but everybody in the world now knows him as Taylor Swift's boyfriend. He has a whole album about him with all these details. And I was like, I feel like it takes, like, someone with a lot of, like, self-confidence and, like, just, you know, like, the ability to do that and withstand that and feel, like, secure in yourself. So it's going to be, like, good for Joe. But then I was like, but do people give girls props for that? Like, I feel like when girls date really famous men, you just kind of expect that they're, like, down for the ride and, like, want to be famous and, like, are thirsty. And I'm like, man... I fell prey to that.
Yes.
That was my thought.
Yeah.
Because I was really impressed with him. I was feeling really like, wow, you must be so secure and good for you. But I'm like, he doesn't deserve that. Women don't get those props.
They don't at all. I think when it becomes a celebrity wife, it's just expected that, of course, they would want to just, like, stick around and not do anything and just, like...
Right. Because, like, if it's, like, someone who's, like, a model, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you're a model. Like, whatever. But it's, like, Joe's a model. And I don't give that, like, maybe she really does want to be a good model. And, you know, so.
Really good identification of unconscious bias.
Taylor thought.
Well, can I tell you my good for Taylor thought?
Yeah.
Is Taylor getting, so Taylor was, okay, no. Time named the person of the year was the Silence Breakers.
Right. And which was a great way to phrase that.
Yes. I liked that. Yes. And Taylor was featured on the cover.
Yeah.
Separate topic. I have other, we've discussed
with I'm sure that. everyone knows it was just. For the album, or for the magazine sales.
But it made me realize think about where Taylor was a year ago when she was in her, like, complete embarrassment, complete shame. Kim's Receipts came out. Like, Tom Hiddleston was such an embarrassment. For her to turn it around and end
that's
up with...
That's what she does.
I mentioned to you, I talked about Tree Payne, Taylor's publicist, which, like, while this all went down, I was thinking about Tree, and I was like, she failed. Like, where, like, she failed in this process of, like, her, the, like, Taylor's downfall. Like, how were they not able to catch this? And now that I look at it, I'm like, wow. They really turned this around, and she ended up with Person of the Year. Of course she had the best year ever.
Yeah. I feel like it's so hard to ride that wave of, like, positive publicity. The only person I can feel like who hasn't faced a big backlash is, like, Jennifer Lawrence. Like Mother didn't do well, neither did Passengers, but I feel like her reputation is largely intact still. Like, people still generally like her.
True. It's definitely receded.
It's receded, but it's still, like, right, like, on the positive side, whereas... I feel like other than that, you're always going to be, like, riding, like, you know, highs and lows.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, Taylor really is just going through something everyone goes through. It's just, like, this was the first time, I guess, that it's gone through such a downfall. Speaking of Jennifer, really glad to hear that her and Darren Aronofsky are no longer.
Were you not a fan of that?
I don't know. He just seemed really weird. And I thought it was also funny, like, the commentary she was saying after about how, like, he would just always want to talk about the movie all the time, which I could totally imagine.
He totally seemed as that, like, tortured artist type, which I just don't
I think they just had, like, an artist crush on each other, and then...
That director-movie starlet relationship.
So then, the last relationship I do want to touch on, my favorite, is Justin and Selena. Mm-hmm.
They've kind of been laying low a little.
They did go to Seattle. They went to Seattle together on a PJ.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's the only way those two would travel.
Right. And so a couple things have been, rumors have been coming out just because they've been so down low. A couple things have been coming out just through other sources. So one is that, there was an interview with Patty, Justin's mom.
Justin's mom, yeah. And she was like saying how she's so happy for them. She loves Selena. So if he's happy, she's happy. And she's like, yeah, like, and she said, made some comment along the lines of, like, I don't really talk to him that much or something like that, or I don't really know the details of what's going on, but I just want what's best for him. That just made me sad because they used to be so close.
Why do you think they separated? Just age?
Because he went crazy, and because of his dad, who is the Bobby Brown of their family, aka, like, downfall. That may not be fair. I don't know if that's true. That's not substantiated. Allegedly. But I think it's normal, too, right? For, like, a growing... guy to, like, not want to be super close with his mom, but I just thought it was sad.
Was Jeremy that closely tied to, like, him going crazy?
I feel like him and Jeremy are, like, super close now, and they didn't used to be, right?
Well, I've seen them, like, walking together before.
Yeah, me too. In flash images. Getty images.
Yeah, in walking shots. And, actually, the commentary around it was that they've recently, like, healed their relationship. So I think maybe in his coming back to church and stuff like that, I think there was a separation with Jeremy, but right now they're kind of like, they're patching together their relationship, which is good.
I just want Justin to find himself again. Like, he canceled his tour to find himself. I hope he does that, and I hope Selena helps.
Okay, so this is why I just really want everything in this relationship to go right. Unfortunately, it does not seem to be going that way.
The stars are just not aligned in their favor.
But okay, I don't want to believe it, so let's talk about it. So the news piece is allegedly, Selena's mom...
Mandy
Teefy?
I don't know.
Went to the hospital last night.
Yeah, because she was so upset about them getting back together. And then this article was also backed up with quotes from, like, other Selena family members saying, like, it's so disrespectful for them to be together. Like, we will never support this. He's a terrible human being, like, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, so, like, they really don't like Justin, according to these sources. How much do you trust TMZ?
Not that much, which is why, okay, I do want to point out, yesterday is also the anniversary of...
The miscarriage. Selena's mom's miscarriage,
and...
Well, I don't know if it was yesterday. Was it yesterday that they said it happened?
Yesterday, the day before, like, it was...
I don't remember the date of
it. It sounded like the same day, and also, well, she did make some comment about how it was also the wrap day, like, the last day of filming for...
13 Reasons,
which I don't know why that would send you to the hospital, but I don't know. There's basically, I'm saying, like, there's other things that were going on that day, but something that also did, that showed up on Oh No They Didn't, which, do you trust these things where, because basically it was a post that Selena and Mandy actually unfollowed each other on Instagram.
Well, that's, like, that can be disproven, right? So did they actually?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's snapshots of it.
Can you imagine an era where you and your mom fight and you unfollow each other on social media? Like, that's just the most foreign thing to me.
So I'm not too concerned about the Instagram thing. Well, that's why I don't get it either. It's like, why do celebrities let their, like, fights get, like, they know.
They be so petty.
Yeah, so petty. And they just can't hide it. Because I'm like, you know fans will catch that.
I think it's because they want people to know. Otherwise, you would just leave it because you... probably
so they want people to know because they want...
I know, that's like when you're angry, right? And you just want people to know that you're angry, that you're pissed, that this person sucks. Like, I think it's like a very immature but like human response.
This makes me so sad.
But her mom does... Okay, is it bad of me to say her mom seems like she could maybe be like a little low-key cray?
Yeah.
Like, total stage mom. Like, not to the extent of like Ariel Winter's mom, but... Yeah.
I mean, you think?
Selena's been... I mean, she's been acting since she's like 3.
Yeah.
And then there was that little tiff about her mom, like, going on a little mini rant against, like, Shawn Mendes, saying, like, she was so sick of hearing his song on the radio. So not against him personally, but it was, like, a weird rant. It was, like, one of those weird rants that, like, you just question the sanity of the... You know, it's not, like, I think you're actually insane, but it's, like, the grammar's a little off, you're clearly very, like, angry. It's, like, the way Trump rants on Twitter, you know? Not nearly as bad, but, like...
Interesting.
It was just, like, a weird thing to do.
Interesting.
And that just made me question her in general.
Okay, well, that's... Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Because so, I was gonna be, like, chance of this relationship lasting just went from like 90 to 10.
But I feel like people were against it when they were going out too, right? I feel like that almost fueled their relationship because it's like, it's us against the world, baby.
Do you think that's what they say to each other?
Yeah. But I also think they were young then. I think they've grown and matured a little.
I would have thought Selena would be more like cautious about entering into it.
No, she just dove freaking head first, man.
I mean,
that was a weird way to debut their relationship. I think we can agree on that, right? All the bike riding. Like, what was up with that? We already discussed the bike riding, but it was weird. Like, look how low-key they're being now. They could have done that from the jump, you know? Why didn't they? Weird.
Okay, so what would you... People always say over-under on something. I don't know what that actually means.
I don't actually know what that means.
Yeah, okay, but over-under on how long they're going to last.
I think they're going to be off and on for, like, a couple years. That's my prediction. I think it's...
Another couple years?
I think the
years?
Cycle's restarting. That's my prediction.
Okay, but in what succession? Like, what? Like, how long?
Or they're going to be over in a couple months. Like, I say, like, off and on for many years, or, like, busted in less than a year. Within less than a year.
I want to agree with your second
option. You think they're not even going to last past a year?
Yeah. Mm. It's just going to implode. I mean, if you...
I don't see this being, like, a stable relationship for another, like, 2 years. I don't see that happening. I'm so
You mean
sorry.
You don't see them getting married?
No. Ashley's face just crumbled. She looks so distraught right now, you guys.
Well, if anyone else has other opinions on this, I would love to hear them. Especially the ones
that are happier.
Yeah, that end happier.
To give you hope. Do you want to do our exercise or do you want to save that?
We're actually pretty good on time, so we can jump into...
Follow, unfollow?
Yeah. Okay. So, my follow... I have a YouTube follow...
Those tend to be your follows.
They do. But I do have an Instagram for you.
Oh, great.
Have you seen the Drop the Mic videos on YouTube? You know what Drop the Mic
is,
right?
Yeah, but not from the show that freaking Bella Hadid hosts.
Yeah.
No.
Hailey Baldwin.
Sorry. That's what I meant. I mixed up the two B-list models that I don't care about. No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay, so...
Because they're so weird. The guests are so random.
I know, okay, some of the pairings are really strange, but this is the first one that got me hooked was Charlie Puth versus... Charlie Puth versus the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
And
okay, I'd watch that.
Right?
I mean, I would watch
So that's
that.
What got me into it. Then there's other ones where it's like Vanessa Hudgens versus like an NFL player. Like that made me be like,
that's weird. Ashley Tisdale was on a recent one.
It was with Gronkowski, like another football player. Which
Why
is
didn't
also
they
just
put
like,
Ashley and Vanessa against each other?
Oh, that would be BFFs. Like that would be a little too touchy. I don't know.
No? Okay. I think that'd be extra fun.
Why
is Gronkowski going on Drop the Mic?
Well, that's the thing. They're getting a lot of people, which is, like, really surprising. And actually a really genius show concept because it's, like, you can make as many pairings as you want. Like, this could go on forever. There's so many celebrities now.
But I liked it better when it seemed more organic.
Oh, yeah. It's completely scripted. It's completely scripted, but it's so funny because the jokes are just, like, some of them are, they're definitely zingers, you know? So
I would watch it, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, I went into, like, a deep dive, this week. And I definitely followed them, and I actually highly recommend.
Okay.
I don't have an unfollow, but I have a close follow, another follow that I want to run by you before I actually execute on it.
Oh, who's that?
Kristen Cavallari.
Oh.
Which makes me hate myself as I say that.
I can't judge. I follow the trashiest people.
Okay. Kristen actually is turning out to be, like, a rather upstanding woman.
She has turned her life around. She is like a Jamie Chung with what she's done with her fame.
Yes.
Right? Like,
correct.
Kind of weird beginnings, really questionable, mm-hmm. but, like, is very much seen as, like, I think, a pretty, like, classy, like, yeah. nice lady.
I mean, I would say she's almost, like, on Lauren Conrad status now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing setting her apart except for on Laguna Beach. She acted like a bitch, but...
And yeah, and I actually never watched Laguna Beach, so I don't really have the Kristen.
Well, and I don't know connection. Why I'm so, like, shaming myself for this, because Kristen was my favorite character on Laguna Beach. Like, I actually loved her.
Well, then
her.
You should totally follow
I
her.
I know, I'm just like, you're so famous for no reason, but there's a lot of people like that these days.
I drafted her husband in my fantasy team because I was like, Kristen Cavallari's husband, because I'm a total girl. But
I also think she did really well for herself in terms of, like, choosing a partner.
Yeah, way to marry up. Yeah. Like, NFL quarterback.
That's helped, her career a lot. Because that's why I'm more proud of Jamie Chung, because, like, girl didn't date very A-list celebrity, so.
Hey, she got herself a nice Jewish boy.
Yeah, I think they do really well together, because they're just.
And they do so many sponsors. I send you all the random-ass sponsors they do. They really go after those ads.
Yeah.
Good for them. Get that ad money.
So, speaking of your.
My follow was Ben Platt. Because I don't know why I didn't follow him before. I think I just didn't find his feed very compelling, but I do love him. And then Kristen Bell posted about him in her Insta story. Mm. I think she, like, bid on some charity auction, and mm-hmm. the prize was a dinner with Ben Platt. No, sorry. One of her friends, I think, bought her that prize or whatever. So she was, like, ranting about how she was going to get to go and eat dinner with Ben Platt. And I thought that was so cute. Like, she was totally fangirling over him.
I bet they'll have the sweetest dinner together.
Right? And he honestly seems like such a sweet boy. And so I stalked him for a while, and I was like, you know what? You're worthy of a follow.
Is his feed interesting, though?
He just seems, like, really genuine. Plus, I did go see Dear Evan Hansen, so I do really like his co-stars. And he features them, and he's, like, good friends with them. So, yeah.
What is he up to now?
I don't know, actually. Just living life, because everyone loves him, and he won a Tony. Because
he recently left, right? Like, mm-hmm. the Broadway
cast. In November, yeah. But, I mean, he was destined for Broadway greatness, because his dad's, like, big time Broadway producer. He produced Hamilton, was, like, instrumental in Hamilton.
Which makes me wonder why he wasn't famous earlier, but maybe, like, that was on purpose.
I mean, he's pretty young. Like, he did Pitch Perfect pretty young. Oh. Yeah. But yeah, so he's legit. Oh, and I know a guy from college who's cousins with him, fun fact. okay, so that was one follow. And my other follow was not a follow, it's just continuing my, you know, keeping track of celebrity Instagram comments. Both of them are Selena. One is a picture of Selena singing in a studio with a mic in her face. And Amy Schumer commented, raising arm girl emoji and heart eyes face emoji. And I thought that was cute. Like, how do they know each other? What could their connection be?
Yeah.
And then the other one was Selena posting about how she was Billboard Woman of the Year. This one I thought was pretty funny. Was Tyrese commented, my daughter really, really, really love you. This cover is class and sophistication. And I was like, you know what, Tyrese? I feel like you could have gotten your publicist to, like, send her an email, but, like, okay, comment publicly.
It's kind of funny that celebrities are just getting so casual now with their comments to each other.
So funny. So, yeah, I enjoyed that.
I do have one last question for you before we end.
Sure.
Given it's a holiday break, what are movies that you plan to see?
Because I have Movie Pass now, mm-hmm. and you do too, right?
No. I have to sign up.
So I want to see Downsizing, I want to see Jumanji, the new Star Wars, Pitch Perfect 3, Lady Bird,
mm-hmm.
Disaster Artist.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot. That's one a day.
Yeah.
Free break. Mine are Lady Bird, Disaster Artist. Call Me By Your Name.
I was just about to bring that up. So I read a lot of spoilers about it, and, like, read Vulture is, like, falling all over themselves praising Call Me By Your Name right now. So I've read a lot about it. It does sound very good. I don't know if it's, like, the type of movie that it's you would very really love. Graphic sexually. Mm. In, like, sort of that weird art house way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it's not just people having sex, it's, like, people doing weird things, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if that's, like, something I, like, necessarily really want to watch.
I just feel like it's, like, but it's necessary
being, yeah, for, it's being, like, so rigged. I mean, I would see it. I don't know who I'd see it with. Maybe I'd just see it by myself.
I would go with you.
Okay. That one. Because, can I tell you, or do you not want it ruined?
Don't tell me.
Okay. Okay. Because there's this, like, really weird scene in it where I'm just okay. Like, what?
And then there's just other ones, like, all the other, like, buzzy ones, Phantom Thread. I don't even know what that's
What's
about.
What's that?
I don't know.
Phantom Thread?
That's probably the wrong name for it.
Post?
The Post I'm kind of interested in. As a media studies major, I'm, like, kind of interested in learning
about that Billboard movie.
What's the Billboard?
It's, like, three billboards outside of town. It's, like, some weird name like that. it's getting, I think, some Oscar buzz.
Okay. Basically, the whole list is kind of, like, what I want to see and, like, take advantage of. I don't know why. I normally, like, don't care that much, but...
This is gonna be the first year in so long we can't do an Oscars party together.
I know.
Didn't I win the last 2 years?
Well, we can still do it virtually.
I guess that's true.
So for context, every year in Apartment 504, we would host a Oscars viewing party, which I don't even know if I'll do anymore because you're not there.
I'll participate virtually.
And maybe we'll do some special potting around the Oscars.
Ooh. But that means we actually have to watch the movies, so maybe we should go watch all the movies.
Yeah. So that's our assignment.
Okay, well, in the dead of winter when I don't want to go outside, I'll just go watch movies because the movie theater is in my backyard in New York.
Okay, great.
And I have a movie pass.
Okay, so I think that's it for this week. We'll be back next week.
We will. Emily's still here.
So, yay. Thanks for listening and
see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.